Hello, my name's Angela, and welcome to this episode of the Kate Bush Radio Show. Tonight's episode is songs which relate to existential searching and the search for self-knowledge. It's a bit more of an esoteric topic, you could say, tonight, but it's important because Kate Bush is a deep thinker, and she certainly was in her early 20s. Ideas that we all think about, like, why are we here? What is meaningful in life? How should we behave? Who are we? Those kind of questions. All right, let's start. The first song I'd like to play is called Sat in Your Lap. And I'm just going to say that it's about the individual quest for knowledge and wisdom. I'll read some of the lyrics to you. What comes to mind for you? Some say that knowledge is something that you never have. Some say that knowledge is something sat in your lap. Some say that heaven is hell. Some say that hell is heaven. I must admit, just when I think I'm king, I just begin. That actually reminds me of a Buddhist teaching which says, if you see the Buddha on the road, kill him. And the meaning is, when you think you know something, and in this case it's Buddhahood, that in itself is an obstacle and something which has to be overcome to continue your growth. Let's see what you think. Here is Sat in Your Lap from The Dreaming.
So see that knowledge is something that you never hold.
I
telling me that there's a warning. We shouldn't confuse shortcuts to knowledge and wisdom with the real quest. A shortcut to knowledge, for instance, might be a university degree. In one of the lyrics is, I want to be a lawyer, I want to be a scholar, but I really can't be bothered. Oh, just give me a degree, give me, give me, give me, give me. And as for more esoteric spiritual knowledge, she pokes humorous fun at the Western tendency to try and get shortcuts to enlightenment. She says, give me the karma, mama, jet to Mecca, Tibet or Jeddah. Our next song is, it's quite possibly totally incomprehensible, and it's called Suspended in Gaffer, also from the Dreaming album. And gaffer refers to that heavy-duty masking tape, gaffer tape, which they use in concerts and things for rigging and such. So gaffer tape is pretty sticky stuff. It is a song where there's a lot going on, so I want to try and give a little bit of an introduction to actually what happens, and then you can listen to it and basically put flesh on the bones. The song starts with a cast of characters, and each of the characters is trying to have it all, but they've been told unless they can prove that they're doing it, well, they can't have it all. And then the song seems to slow down, and Kate feels stuck, and a voice tells her, not until I'm ready for you. And then it sort of speeds up again, and the music is a bit more bouncy, and it feels like it's moving. But then she stops in her tracks. Something's in her eye, and it's a plank with a camel trying to get through it, which seems to be a biblical reference, because isn't it easier for a camel to pass through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to get into heaven? But Kate pulls out the plank, and she says, thank you for reminding me that there are always distractions. But it's hard to know if I'm doing it right. Can I have it all now? And she says, she's not like the mythical Pandora of Greek mythology, that first female human being to whom Zeus gave a precious box which she was told never to open, but which, of course, she did open and let out all the evils of the world, but only closed it in time to retain hope. Kate tells us she's not like the mythical Pandora. She wouldn't open the box. So she doesn't stand a chance of getting anywhere at all. Here is Suspended in Gaffer from The Dreaming.
Out in the garden is half of the heaven, and we're only bluffing. We're not ones for busting through walls, but they've told us unless we can prove that we're doing it, we can have it all. He's gonna wangle a way to get out of it. She's an excuse and a witness won't talk when he's called. But they've told us unless we can prove that we're doing it, we can't have it out. We can't have it out. It's clearer, there's something appears in the way. It's a plank in my eye with a camel who's trying to get through it. Am I doing it? Can I have it all now? I pull up the plank and say thank you for yanking me back to the fact that there's always something to describe. But sometimes it's hard to know if I'm doing it right. Can I have it all now? Can I have it all now? I don't know why I'm crying. told not to, I'm not a Pandora, and much more like that girl in the mirror between you and me. She don't stand a chance of getting anywhere. She can't have it all.
About that one is the religious and spiritual references that are peppered within it. The very first line is, out in the garden there's half of a heaven. Then in the chorus, I caught a glimpse of a God all shining and bright. Has she had a glimpse of heaven and now wants to return? Or like someone who's had some sort of ecstatic experience during meditation but just can't get it to happen again? Okay, so that was two songs from the Dreaming album. And now let's listen to something from an earlier album, Lionheart, which was Kate's second album after The Kick Inside. And here we are venturing slightly away from the philosophical, existential, spiritual concepts. And rather we're heading into psychological inquiry or self-analysis, like, if I'm not my thoughts, if I'm not my feelings, who am I? The song is called Full House, and its key line is, you've got a full house in your head tonight. And in this song, Kate sees her old self standing in the road, and she runs her old self over with her car. That's one way to create a new identity, I suppose. Here is Full House from Lionheart.
Get out of the way. I'll die in a
the eerie mystery of that song. And it also gives us some rather useful advice for when we feel taken over by our emotions. Kate says, I can control my highs and my lows by questioning all that I do, examining every move, trying to get back to the rudiments. If they nig and they nag, I'll just put in the boot. There you go. You can even get self-help advice from Kate Bush songs. So we're going to now fast forward into the future and jump quite a few albums from Lionheart to The Red Shoes. And the song we're going to play is Rubber Band Girl, which was her seventh album. So we've gone from her second album to her seventh album. And in this song, Kate is contemplating that if she didn't try to resist change, and if she didn't try to fight when bad things happen and dwell on them, but instead was much more flexible like a rubber band, she'd probably bounce back a lot faster and get over things much quicker. So, in a sense, it's a song about the inevitable changeability of life and just being able to roll with it. I think that's a lesson we can all benefit from, don't you? Here is Rubber Band Girl from The Red Shoes.
Bouncing back to life, a rubber band, band, band.
you'll have noticed, possibly, from that song, and actually a lot of the songs from the Red Shoes album, have more of a live band feel. And that's because Kate actually thought that she might tour this album. Due to personal events which occurred in Kate's life, that didn't eventuate, sadly for us. Our next song certainly doesn't have that live band feel. It's much more produced, if you like. And again, it's from the Dreaming album, when Kate Bush was using this machine called the Fairlight, which allowed her to do all sorts of weird and wonderful things with the sounds. The next song we're going to hear is probably one of Kate's most terrifying. I certainly feel that way about it, especially when listened to at high volume, which is recommended on the CD. And it's got a rather terrifying message about humanity too. And that message is, harm is in us, but the power to arm. So to me, that means we all have the capacity to do evil, but we also have the capacity to guard against it. The song is called Leave It Open. It's a call to leave the mind and heart open, keeping empathy open, keeping the ego and the pride shut. Here is Leave It Open from the Dreaming album.
With my ego in my gut, my lonely mouth would wash it down. I keep it deep shut, my jaw is never locked. Don't want to try to concoct it.
There was a repetitive refrain at the end, which you might have been trying to understand. It was actually recorded using the double backwards technique, which is basically where a certain phrase is recorded, then played backwards, and then the artist will sing or match the backwards sound and then flip it forwards. And you end up with a very strange sound. And what she's saying at the end is really quite hard to decipher. Just on that listen, I was thinking it sounds like we let the badness in. And sometimes it sounds like we let the weirdness in. And sometimes it sounds like we let the weakness in. And all of those would perhaps be appropriate to the idea of having to deal with our inner capacities for evil. That brings us to the end of this episode of the Kate Bush Radio Show. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you've enjoyed exploring these songs, and no doubt you have suggestions and ideas about the songs that we've played tonight, which diverge from what I've said. So please feel free to comment on my blog, which is www.katebushradioshow.wordpress.com. And if Kate's songs have meant something to you, I'd love to hear about your story. My name's Angela. See you next time. Bye.